I am realizing that the guy friends of mine that are the most self-righteous, I actually think might be the ones that have done nothing wrong. They assume these women must be exaggerating because they themselves would never behave the way they're seeing in the news stories. Right, like you would never pull your dick out at work, sir. Of course not. Of course not. Be ridiculous. It would be crazy for you to do that. That'd be an insane thing to do. But you have that one friend you can totally see doing that shit. What's his name?
Jeffrey.
Anyone that goes by Jeffrey instead of Jeff is a fucking asshole. He likes to waste people's time with his full name. Jeffrey, that's who we're talking about, right? And I try to remind my guy friends, we're not attacking you. We just, you have to remember that the world is a little more dangerous for us because of the Jeffreys of the world. Like, you know we have to take a class to learn how to go outside, right? Has anyone ever taken a self-defense class before? Okay, yeah, that's a lot. Wow, okay. Like 25 women, the rest are dead. Okay. I took a self-defense class in my 20s, and I think we could maybe update the tactics a little bit. I remember the tactics she told me I physically can't even execute. She was like, if your attacker gets you on the ground, gouge his eyes out. What the fuck? I can't even open a package from Amazon without getting a paper cut. I can hardly get a straw in a Capri Sun, so not sure this tactic is for me. None of it was pragmatic. She said to us, never get in an elevator with a man. Bitch, have you ever had a job? Have you ever seen an office building before? It's basically a bunch of elevators full of men. If I didn't get an elevator every time a man was in it, I would just constantly look like I was trying to get into a double Dutch game. So, you go. Okay, I'll just quit. No. We have to be able to get into elevators with men. We have jobs now. But I know that's a very sketchy thing to do, and I know it could be dangerous. So now, when I get in an elevator with a man, I just try to make myself as unattractive as possible. So I just hit all the buttons so that we're instantly in a long-term relationship, and he's completely disgusted by me. I'm like, you want me, you got me for 36 more floors. And I want to talk about The Bachelor. I used to carry mace. I don't carry mace anymore because I find the packaging way too patronizing. When you try to buy mace as a woman, they try to sell you mace in a pink bottle. But I'm trying to look scary. I'm trying to look menacing. Don't give me something that looks like a toy out of Dora the Explorer's backpack. Like, swiper, no swiping. Or the vibe I'm going for. A lot of my girlfriends talk about how when they walk to their car, they put a key in between their fingers. Yeah, but they don't even make metal car keys anymore. Okay, the new car keys are those little plastic, little remotes, so that's a conspiracy. Think about that shit for a minute. The one weapon we have has been taken from us. So now I gotta use my mailbox key like an asshole. A little shitty Wolverine. Could you come forward a fucking inch? A little shitty Wolverine. I'm just kind of tickling my attacker at this point. Just kind of delicately caressing him. Just kind of bringing him to climax at this point. You look like a villain in an 80s movie, it's just FYI. It's no joke out there. It's no joke. I have a girlfriend, she carries a taser with her. But Google taser for women, it's even more insulting. They try to sell you a taser that looks like a tube of lipstick. It's disguised as a tube of lipstick. It's supposed to like fool your attacker. The only person that's gonna fool is fucking me. Not falling for that racket. I argue, the best weapon against an attacker, not lipstick taser, not taser, just regular lipstick, red lipstick. Put it in your back pocket anytime a guy's hovering, creeping around, just take it out and just start putting it on. Just like, ah, 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 ah. Is that what you want? Ah, 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 ah. you wanna fuck this clam? Sometimes you just gotta out weird your attacker. And just gotta make it not worth it to them, you know? He's gonna be like, you're good. You're good. You run along. You have a good night. Leave it. She's one of us. Leave it. I think you guys just might not know how dangerous the world is for us. You guys just don't have the same experience out in the world, right? Like, your biggest fear when you walk to your car tonight, sir, is there's gonna be a ticket. That's scary shit. Our biggest fear when we walk to our car is there's gonna be a dick attached to a criminal named Jeffrey waiting for us. But I can tell you guys are cool because you're not getting defensive. Sometimes guys get defensive and that's never good. Like, I had a guy come up to me after a show recently and he was like, hey, this isn't really very fair. We offer to walk you gals to your cars all the time. I was like, yeah, you do. Why? So you can try and fuck us. That's why. Those are our options. Get murdered by a stranger or dry humped by my chaperone against my car that I pay for. Cool. Not really chivalry if we owe you at the end. It's hard to talk about this stuff without coming off too angry. I don't want to come off angry or anti-man. I'm not. I'm engaged to a man. I'm going to marry a man. I mean, we'll see. I love him very much, but when we talk about this stuff, sometimes the conversations get awkward because he hasn't had a lot of trauma in his life. We have a very different definition of the concept of trauma, and sometimes it makes our conversations weird. One time we were talking about bad things that had happened to us in our childhoods, and I'm going on and on and on and on and on. He cuts me off. He goes, you know, something really messed up happened to me when I was 5. And I was like, oh my God, baby, what happened? He goes, when I was 5, I woke up on Christmas Eve and I saw my dad wrapping gifts. And I was like, and then he fucked you! He was like, that's when I found out there's no Santa Claus. It's like, oh, okay, oh, that's your definition of struggle? You thought one guy was giving you presents and then you found out another guy was giving you the exact same presents? You realize girls are thrilled when we find out there's no Santa Claus. We're like, oh, thank God, I don't have to sit on that weirdo's lap at the mall. I always thought that was sketchy. He's not afraid of anything. It's unbelievable. Nothing scares this guy. One time, we were walking down my street at night. There's a man I've never seen before standing in the window of a house staring out at the street like this. So I'm like, let's call the police. Let's go, let's go. He goes, babe, calm down. He probably just sold the house and he's waiting for the realtor to bring him his check. I'm sorry, that's what you see? Okay, that's what you make of this scenario. Okay, so I see Dexter and you see a millionaire having a great day. Must be nice to just go through life like that. He's like, yeah. The guy just sold his house. Sounds awesome.
Watch Whitney Cummings, Can I Touch It? Only on Netflix.